Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding the last line of Yud Beis Amud Beis, which continues on to the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Omar Talmud Echad, and then Rabbi Kiva, Omer Alzeh V'Alzeh Nechleko. To understand the Gemara, we should go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment, that we know exactly what the Shakla Bataya of the Gemara is. We're going to see that today, Mitchum, we're going to have a fascinating Gemara, perhaps the easiest daf that we've had so far in Masechtas Erevin, which isn't saying too much, but in Mitzvah Hashem, it'll go, hopefully, smoothly. So back to the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Omid Beis. We had a three-way machloikis. How can you be machshir a movi? You have a movi sosim with three walls. You want to be able to carry within that movi. What do you have to do? Minat Torah, you don't have to do anything. Minat Torah, the three walls is enough. You can carry here, there, and everywhere in the movi. However, Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said there are going to be people that will be wondering what's going on. How come the Yids, the Yankels that live in the Movi are able to carry, and the Berels who live across the street, how come they cannot carry? And they don't know that there are three walls over here, and they're the only two walls over there. So therefore they said, you got to do something. So starting the Mishnah on Yud Aleph from the Beis, Hechsh Movi, how you machsha the Movi, Beishami Omrim, Lechi V'Koira. You put up a Lechi, which is a vertical pole. You put up a Koira, which is a horizontal beam. You got to do both. Basil Omrim, Oy Lechi, Oy Koira, either the vertical pole or the horizontal beam, one of the two. Reb Elezer, Oy Melechi Yain, you have to put up two Lechis, two vertical poles. Now, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Talmud Echad. A Talmud Echad said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah does not identify who this Talmud is, but you'll see him at Shem in the Gemara will identify him. Anyway, this is a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, and he says now, Lefnei Reb Akiva, meaning that this Talmud originally learned in the Bais Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, and then he left that yeshiva, he graduated with high honors, and he moved on to the Bais Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. And now he's saying in the name of his Rebbe, Loi nechleko bei shamoi u bei silel al movoi shu pochois mei arba amois shu niter oi belechi oi bekoira. Even though a moment ago we said that there's a big machloikis between bei shamoi and bei silel, bei shamoi says you need both a lechi and a koira. Bei silel says a lechi or a koira. That's only if you're talking about a big movoi. Big movoi means that the opening on the fourth side is wide. However, if it's a movi shu pachos ma'arba amos, less than arba amos, you only need a lechi or a koira, according to everyone, even according to Beis Shammai. Aman echleku, where was the machlekes? Arocha me arba amos viad eser, if it's between 4 and 10. Beis Shammai says you need a lechi ve koira. Obis loimim oi lechi, oi koira. Amr bekiva. Alzeh v'alzeh nechleku. I'm very sorry, Talmud Echad. The machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel applies everywhere. Both more than 4 amos and less than 4 amos. Always you have the same machlokes. Now the obvious question is, what is Rabbi Akiva saying differently than the Tana Kama? Because we have now in our Mishnah essentially three Tanoim. The first Tana of the Mishnah that quotes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rebbe Lezer, and says that there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Lechi v'koira, Lechi oi koira. Then we have the second Tana, that's the Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, that says, wait one moment, that machloikis is only if it's more than 4 amos. If it's less than 4 amos, no machloikis. Says Rabbi Akiva, Tana number 3, no, there is a machloikis, both more than 4 and less than 4. Is Rabbi Akiva saying the same thing as the Tana Kama, that the machloikis applies universally everywhere? So now going to the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Tana Kama, Lachay Rabbi Akiva and Tana Kama saying the same thing, what's the machloikis? Ike b'nai d'Rav Achli v'isei Rav Yechiel v'loi mesaymi. Now this Rav Achli, the same Rabbi Yechiel we had yesterday in the Gemara, and the Gemara said that there's a machloikis about this Rav Achli, and Rashi said, we're going to talk about that machloikis some other time, not yesterday. And that some other time is today. What did Rav Achli, the same Rabbi Yechiel say? He said that what happens if the opening to the Movi is so small, it's less than 4 tefachim. not less than 4 amas, less than 4 tvachim. What's the difference between 4 amas and 4 tvachim? Every amma has 6 tvachim. So in 4 amas you have 24 tvachim. If you only have 4 tvachim, you're talking about a sixth as large. 4 tvachim is mamish gunish, 16 inches. It's a foot and 4 inches, right? If you hold that an amma is be'erach 2 feet, here you have 4 tvachim, which is 2/3 of the 2 feet, it would get you to 16 inches. If every single tefach is be'erach 4 inches, 4 tvachim, 16 inches, a foot and 4 inches. Mamish, very, very small.
You have to push yourself to get in?
Well, it depends how stout and how skinny the individual is. But what's the halacha? Says Rav Achli, the same Rabbi Chiyo, that less than 4 tvachim, you don't need anything. Zero. You don't need a lechi. You don't need a koira. Garnished. Oh, says Agimara, that's the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah. Even though both of them agree that if it's between 4 amos and 10 amos, you have the machlokes between Beishamim and Beisil. And if it's less than 4 amos, they continue to say that the same machlokes applies, but that's only if it's less than 4 amos. If it's less than 4 tvachim, you don't need anything. Zero. Gunished. Rien. Nada. Nothing. Ah, says the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. One of them says you need nothing. The other one says you do need something. Who is the one that says what? Says the Gemara. We don't know who said what. But one of them says garnished, and the other one says you do need something. So you look at Rashi, second line there of Achli. Movi poches me'arbo tvachim, if it's less than 4 tvachim, chad minayu islei di ba'arbo'o, u me'arbo'o u lemala pligi, that the whole machlik of Bisham and Bisil is only more than 4 tvachim, avu poches me'arbo'o, ein tzerach klum, you don't need anything. That's what one man the Amra holds. V'loi mesayimi, hay minayu islei di ravachli, v'hay minayu lesli di ravachli. I don't know who said what. I don't know if it's a Tanakhama that said that you don't need, or whether it's Rabbi Akiva that said you don't need. That's what we learned yesterday. Rabbi Achli Gufei Tandoihi.
Even though there's not the slightest raya that there's a difference between them.
Mm-hmm. There's no raya, but the fact that we have two Tanoim has to be.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay, now this is the Gemara Tanya. We're going to go talk a little bit more about this story, about this Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. It's Tanya Omer Rabbi Akiva. Loi Omer Rabbi Shmuel Dover Zeh. You should know Rabbi Shmuel didn't say it, and he couldn't have said it. You look at the next Rashi. Muchzik ani boy shu chacham. I know of Rabbi Shmuel's reputation. He's a chacham gadol, a choshev Talmud chacham. He never said that less than 4 amos, that there is no machloikis, and everybody agrees it's got to be oy lechi oy kaira. Ela oy se Talmud omer dovaze. This Talmud, he was machadishit on his own. But I want you to know, v'alocha ka'oyse Talmud. We do paskin like that Talmud. Afreik Gemara, hagufa kasha. Isn't that a stira minei uvei? The first part of what Rabbi Kiva said is, I know Rabbi Shmuel, he never would have said something like that. So, you know who said it? It was a Talmud. And we paskin like that Talmud. If we paskin like that Talmud, then it's a good thing to say. Obviously, he said something which is right, if he's saying that it's the halacha. And here he said, no. His Rebbe would never have said something like that. Exactly, Tzoyse, what's going on? Vidikamara. Amris Pshat is Azoy. We're asked the Kash. Amris. Lo Yom Rabbi Shmuel Dover Zeh Alma Les Hilchas HaKavase. By saying that Rabbi Shmuel never said it, obviously he's saying that the Locha cannot be that way. V'hada Amris HaLocha Koyse Talmud. You're saying that the Locha is like that Talmud. So make up your mind. It's a contradictory statement in the same sentence. What's going on? Everyone reviewed on Meshmul, like Omer Rabbi Akiva, and Lechadet Bo Esa Talmidim. What means Lechadet Bo Esa Talmidim? Usually, when you find Lechadet Bo Esa Talmidim, that you ask something which sounds strange, because you want the Talmidim to go and focus and ask Kashis and Zukterutzim. You want to go and start off with a debate and a Chidushim and Pilpulim. But Rashi says that's not the Pshat over here. The Pshat over here is that he wanted the Talmidim to feel that they also have a chilek in Torah, that it's not just they have to go and write down notes what the Rebbe said and that's it, and not say their own chidushim. Fakert, he wanted to go and say, this Talmud did not hear it from Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, but it's all good. Not that we paskin that way. We paskin like always like the Rebbe, nicht like the, we're not going to pass away the Talmud. And Rabbi Shmuel never said something like that, says Rabbi Kiva, because he's a Chochem Gadol. He didn't say that. So Lamai said the Halacha is not like that. The fact that he said the Halacha is like this Talmud, he just wanted to give a boost, a charge to his Talmidim and say, Rabbi Isa, it's time for you to go and start saying your own Chidushim and Lamehen, Zuzana Pilpul de Raisa, back and forth, etc. But not that the Halacha is taka like him. See, look at the next Rashi. Le'omer Rabbi Kiva, Lahai Halacha Koisi Talmud, Elechadin is a Talmidim. What does that mean? Shiasimu libam letayra v'yoyimru pilpul mi libam. He wanted them to go and see their own chidushim, their own chidushim tayra. That's why he said, "Oh, achosh the Talmud as your good," but not to be paskin like him, but rather just to incentivize the Talmidim to go and learn on their own and be mechadish chidushim.
But it wasn't true. The Talmud was reporting something that was inaccurate. Isn't that a problem?
That's the Gemara's kasha. If Mamish, you're articulating the Gemara's kasha so beautifully, and the Gemara's teretz is, you're right. The halacha is taken not like Oysa Talmud. The lashon of halacha, he didn't mean to say we paskin like him. He just meant to say, Rabbi, so you see, I find the Talmud is machadish chedushim azok shenish tichlach tera. Lamaisa, we don't paskin like him, but azok good.
Okay, he's asking another question. He said over a thing that's not true.
Right.
He said over Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, which Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Isai, I let you please all answer the kasha. Can you do better than what Rashi said? Rashi says clearly, we do not paskin halach goyis a Talmud.
Because he never heard it.
Because he didn't hear it from Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel is a chacham. He never said it. It's konish zayin. It's
nicht halacha. But maybe it was a ma'isa that made him think like that.
But the ma'isa, it's nicht gezocht, and that's not halacha. Why did he use the term halacha? Only to go and charge the talmidim, incentivize him to say chidush etayim.
So the Talmud wanted that they should accept his opinion. Added that he heard it from Rabbi Shmuel.
This can also
gave to his opinion. Then
I once was in yeshiva in Long Beach.
Yes.
He asked a kasha tafakayin. Asked a kasha. There's this mental Alleluia shakasha. It was regular kasha. The Rebbe enhanced it. Alleluia. He wanted to enhance the Talmud. Have encouragement.
Very good. Used to do that.
Good. Beautiful.
Make every kasha into a big kasha.
Exactly.
The grace is that.
100%. Reb Nachman Yitzchak Omar Nirat Nitmar. Reb Nachman Yitzchak is giving a slightly different teretz, and he said that he didn't say that halach is koisa Talmud. He just said Nirin divri oisa Talmud. Shekefelt. Sounds good. So Nirin is not the straight same lushin as halacha. Just means sounds good what he said. Makes a lot of sense. Good tesvara. Good gizot. Good. Anyway, that's the end of the shtickle, and now we're going to go a little bit into the identity of this Talmud Echad. Whenever you find such an expression in Shas, it's referring to Reb Meir, who first learned by Rabbi Shmuel, and then when he graduated from Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, he went on to Reb Akiva's yeshiva. This sign, you like we learned in the Braisa. When I was learning in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that Reb Meir was a soifer. He wrote Sifrei Torah. And he used to go and pour in some kankantum. What is kankantum? Rashi uses an expression, adramon, whatever that means. But kankantum apparently is a type of liquid that solidifies and secures the letters so that it's difficult to erase them. In other words, it gives them a strong permanence to the letters that it's very difficult to erase. And that's what Reb Meir used to go and pour in some kankantum into his dioi so that the Sifrei Torah and the Ksav and the words would remain for many, many years. And when Rabbi Shmuel knew about this, on a megornish gezot, he did not criticize me. Later on, when I came in front of Rabbi Kiva, Asrali said, "Chas v'sholim, don't put in this kankantum into the tiyai." Now, why, when, where? The Gemara will address that in a few more lines. Rabbi said, "Don't get nervous, don't get agitated, don't get irritated." Metzger will see in a moment why Rabbi Kiva was upset about this kankantum business. Okay, so what does it sound like? It sounds like Rabbi first learned the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was happy with the kankantum. He moved on to Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva criticized him. Freitimora Eini, I'll show you that the story is just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel Mishum Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says the name of Reb Meir. The Reb Meir says, Kishisi Loimen Eitzel Rabbi Kiva. I first was in the yeshiva of Rabbi Kiva. Hayisi Matal Kankantum Tuchadio. I used to put the kankantum in. Voloyam Lidav, and Rabbi Kiva was silent. When I came to Rabbi Shmuel, Amali b'ni ma malachtecha, what's your business? What's your trade? Amarti loy, lav lorani, I'm a soifer. Amali, Bini, Hebizor b'malachtecha. You got to be very careful in your malacha when you are writing Sifrei Torah. Shemalachtecha malecha shemayimi. So chagreisa malacha. Shema'at mechaser oisachas. So miyater oisachas. Nimtzis macher v'skola oylem kulay. If you're going to take off one letter or add one letter, chas v'sholem yigini macher v'skola oylem. What's the adding? What's the subtracting? What's the problem? So Rashi says, for instance, in the Pasuk Hashem Olekim Emes, which is not in the Torah, it's in Tanakh, but it says Hashem Olekim Emes. What happens if Chas V'Sholem? Chas V'Sholem! When it comes to the word Emes, if the person would leave out the Aleph Rachmana Litzlan, then of course you'd have a big mess on your hands. You'd have Mem Tov. And Chas V'Sholem after Hashem Olekim, then Chas V'Sholem to have Mem Tov, that would be terrible. Rachmana Litzlan, Machrav is Kol Oilem. And similarly, Rashi says, we have throughout the Torah, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leymar, we have that numerous times. What happens if one time after the word Vayidaber, he adds a Vav? Vayidabru Hashem al Moshe Leymar. As if, Chas V'Sholem, there are multiple Rishuyos, there are multiple gods, Rachamon al Islam. So therefore, you gotta be careful. If you take off a letter or add a letter by mistake, you can be Macher V'Skolo Olam Kule. So that's what Reb Yishmoel told his Talmud Remeir. So I responded back to my Rebbe, to Rabbi Shmuel, Dover Echad Yeshli, I have one secret ingredient, V'kankantim Shemoi, Sheni Matzal Etechad Yoi. So you have nothing to worry about. And of course Rashi points out, and the Gemara is going to answer, going to say in a moment, you know, he spoke about apples and he answered oranges. Tom, be careful because you might add a letter, subtract a letter. You have nothing to worry about. I got super ingredients called kankantum. What's happening here? You could still chas v'sholem leave out the aleph and add the vav, right? That doesn't make sense. Okay, so the rabbi said, don't get nervous. The Gemara is going to answer, ask all kashas. The Gemara is going to answer all the kashas. Is dover echad yesh kankantum shnoi sheni matel toichad yoy. Omar Lee, so now Rabbi Shmuel says his Talmud Remeir, V'chimatilin kankantum l'toycha dioi, are you allowed to put kankantum in the dioi? Now what's the problem? Why is everybody screaming about the kankantum? V'alei omre toira, because of umacha, where does the Torah say because of umacha? This is referring to by a soita. When Chas V'Sholem, we bring a soita up to the Beis HaMikdash. What does it say? Because of esa olay so eila, HaKoyin ba sefer umocha el mei hamorim. You have to have a ganze megillah site where you write a number of psukim from Parshas Nosoi, where you go and say to the young lady that if Chas V'Sholem you were chote, achiz dosoi lahamis Chas V'Sholem, and if you were not chote, then v'nikza ish mi'avoy v'ishahi tisa savoyna, etc. The psukim that you have in Parshas Nosoi, you got to write these out because it's ola se'el HaKoyin ba sefer, and then you put them into the mei hamorim umocha. Umacha means that it gets erased in the Mei Hamorim. If you're going to go and put in kankantum into your ink, it'll never erase. And therefore you're going to be erasing a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says that this ink has to be erasable ink. You're going to put in kankantum, you're going to be in trouble. But the Omer Torah because of Umacha. Ksav shiyochol limchois. Therefore Rabbi Shmuel was critical. Now, the Gemara is going to ask in a few lines. We're not up to there yet, but the Gemara is going to ask, L'choira have a stira of the two brises in terms of the historical account. Both in our Mishnah and in the first brisa, it said that Remeir first learned by Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said, no problem, or he didn't say anything. And then afterwards, Remeir went on to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva went and criticized him, Chas V'Sholem, you're now going to put in kankantum. Well, the second brisa said, the first he learned in the yeshiva, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything. And then he went over to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel gave it over his head, you're now going to put in kankantum. So we have really a double stira. Number one, did he learn first Rabbi Shmuel and then go to Rabbi Akiva? Or did he go to Rabbi Akiva and then laugh to Rabbi Shmuel? And number two, the first story says that it was Rabbi Akiva that was Osra, and the second story says it was Rabbi Shmuel that criticized. So the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha shortly. But before we get to that, the Gemara is going to touch on what we asked before, that he asked him about the Chosev Yetu, you add a letter, subtract the letter, and he told him, I got Kankantum. How does that help? What did he ask and what did he answer? L'choira, this dialogue doesn't fit. So what Remeir said to Rabbi Shmuel was, you're concerned about Chosev Yetu, loy mi baya the chaseres v'yaseres. You don't have to worry. I'm going to add a letter, subtract a letter. The loy teina, the bakiana. Baruch Hashem, I've already written 50 svarim. I haven't made one mistake. We put them all through the computer, and they didn't find one extra letter, one short letter. The bakiana, Baruch Hashem, I'm a great sabaki. So that you don't have to worry about. Ella, but even more than that, says Rameir. You don't even have to worry about a zvuv. Zvuv means a fly. Well, what do you mean you have to worry about a fly? Maybe the zvuv is going to see this beautiful new ink and it's going to sit down temporarily on the kepula, on the top of the dalid, where the dalid extends to the right beyond where a resh would end. Umachikle, after that the zvuv says, I had enough over here, now I'm going to fly away, and it's going to take away that little bit of ink where it was standing. Umeshavile resh, and then it's going to leave over resh. Rachmana litzlan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's going to take away that little shtickel from the dalit. It's going to be acher instead of shkai echad. Terrible. Don't worry, Rabbi Yishmael. Dover echad yeshli. I have a secret ingredient. V'kankantim shemoy. Shenimat l'fechatiyoy. And therefore you don't have to worry. And Rabbi Yishmael says, I'm still worried because of the cost of Umach. But at least we understand the dialogue. He's telling him, be careful about the Chaseiris Yaseiris. And he said, don't worry, I'm a Baki in that. And you don't even have to worry about a Chos of a Yetta that happens through a Zvuv, through a fly. So the Poshet Pshat is the Kankantum was a very strong, potent ink that wouldn't erase easily. Gradad is another beautiful pshat over here. This is a pshat that's brought in the Masoidus Hashas b'shem the Maram. For those of you who have it on the margin, you have it on the margin. Others have it in the Masoidus Hashas on top. Umaram oimer shezvuvim borchem imenu v'hachi ka'amalei kankantim yeshli v'leka l'meichesh lezvuvim. Apparently this kankantim had some sort of scent, and it was one of those scents that was, I think today you could buy something called off, right? You buy off as a spritz, and then the bees and the flies and the mosquitoes are supposed to go away. Unfortunately, many of them don't read English, so they don't know that it says off. But if they're able to read English, they know they're supposed to run away and not stay over there. So he's saying, I put a kankantim, when the zvuvim smell the kankantim, they say, that's not for me. I'm going to go to a different Sefer Torah, not to the mayor. I don't like kankantim. Okay, anyway, that's the end of that story. But now we get back to the stira. Kasha shimish ashimish, kasha asra asra. Shimish ashimish means that the first Mishnah said, the first Braisa said, I was first Mishamish Rabbi Shmuel and then I went to Rabbi Kiva, like we had in our Mishnah. And the second Braisa said, I went to Rabbi Kiva and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel. And the second kasha is, here it said that Rabbi Shmuel was the one that was quiet and Rabbi Kiva was the one that was critical. And the second Braisa said it was Rabbi Kiva that was quiet and Rabbi Shmuel was critical. I have a double kasha. So the mayor first enrolled in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Kiva, and he listened to the shiurim, but he wasn't able to understand the shiurim. It was too tief, too much pilpul, too much tiefkeit, and nishverstanden gar nit.
Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble.
Okay, but I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu was in Rabbi Kiva. I don't think he was in Rabbi Kiva's yeshiva. He was
he didn't understand how it comes from the psukim, but not that he didn't understand what he's saying.
Well, we're not finished yet. So the mayor said, "I don't know what's going on here," and therefore he said, "You know what? I'm going to go back to another yeshiva." They went to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gomer Gemara. Rashi says Gomer Gemara means that he learned all the Mishnayos Baal Peh until he had it really munach b'cheikoi. He had tremendous yediyas in Torah. Oh, now that I have all the background, but also come to Rabbi Kiva v'sob esvara. By now he went to Rabbi Kiva. By now he had learned an extra year or two or three by Rabbi Shmuel. He knew all the Mishnayos, all the Tanoim and everything. So now he goes to Rabbi Kiva and hears Rabbi Kiva giving a pilpul shir, fragging astira for one Mishnah, another Mishnah. He knew all the Mishnayos because he had already learned all of this before by Rabbi Shmuel. And now everything is fine. So therefore, both prices are right. There was a period of time that was in front of Bishmal, a period of time at Rabbi Kiva, starting off with Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Shmuel, and then Rabbi Kiva again. So the two Mishnayos and the two prices work okay. But the problem is the Asra Kasha, because here it says that Rabbi Kiva was the one that was critical, and the second price says Rabbi Shmuel was critical. So the more Kasha, Chotaka Nishkateret, that Taka remains Shmeh. Okay. So now let's focus a little bit more about the Kankantum, where we said that for purposes of the Megillah Soita, you have to be able to Ksav Shiyochali Mochis. Tanyu in the Nidabraisam Yudha Oimer, Remeir Hoya Oimer, La koil matilim kan kantum l'teichad yoy chutz mi parasha soito. Apparently Reb Meir listened taka to Reb Akiva or Reb Yishmael, whoever the one was, and he told him, gotta be careful when it comes to the parasha soito, you're not allowed to go and put kankantum. No problem. For the kol ha'teira kule, he didn't put in kankantum. I'm sorry, he put in kankantum. When he got the parasha nosoi to the parasha soita, he left out the kankantum, no kankantum there. Okay. Rabbi Yankov, Oyme Mishmoy, Rabbi Yankov said in the name of Reb Meir, Chutzmi Parsha Soita Sheba Mikdosh. What means Parsha Soita Sheba Mikdosh? Because when you had Chas V'Sholem, a Soita, you wrote out on a new piece of klav, you wrote the few psukim that you're supposed to write. The Gemara in Soita as a machloik is which psukim you write, but you have a bunch of psukim from Parsha Soita and Parsha Nosoi that you write down, and now this fresh ink, you go and take the klav with the ink and you put it into the Mei Hamorim, and then it becomes Nimchak. Oh, so Reb Meir, when he was writing a Sefer Torah, according to Reb Yankiv, he wrote with Kankantum the entire Sefer, from Bereishis until the end of Dvarim, no difference, everything the same. When he was called to write a Megillah Soita, that short klaf with a few psukim, for the Soita Shabbat Mikdash, there he was careful to write it without Kankantum. What's an afkimina between the Rabbi Yehuda Bishim Reb Meir and Rabbi Yanka Bishim Reb Meir? Rabbi Yirmiyah Limchik Lo Minat Torah Ikke Benayu. What happens if you need a Megillah Soita and you have an old Sefer which is roi to be put in Gniza and there's no Sefer around to write a special Megillah Soita? Whether you can go into Parshas Nosoi and take a razor or a scissors and cut out a few psukim and use that for purposes of your Mehamorim, for purposes of the Soita. According to the first Shita, yes, you can use that parsha from the Sefer Torah. Since you can, Reb Meir said, if that's the case, who knows, maybe in 100 years from now, they're going to go and use that parsha from the Sefer Torah. He didn't put any kankantum into those few psukim in Parsha Soita. The second view, the Rabbi Yanka Mishmeh, Reb Meir says, you're not allowed to go and use that part, the portion from the Sefer Torah. You got to write something special. The Gemara is going to say shortly whether you have to have lishma or not. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And therefore, it's got to be something special. You can't write out, you can't cut out from the Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah, you can put as much kankantum as you want. Just make sure when you're writing a Megillah Soita separately, there you got to make sure not to put any kankantum.
Torah is a shal, but Malam b'Kodesh. Shachnach talks about this. The Gabi mezuzah and tefillah, if you could do that.
Right.
It's a bit shallow.
Yeah, I think I remember that in Beis Hamikdash there was an engraved plan. The Parsha Soita was engraved on a separate.
There was a special tablet made out of silver or gold where it was engraved, so that when the Sofer would have to go and write it, he wouldn't have to take out a Tikkun Lakoidim, he wouldn't have to take out a Sefer Torah, he'd write it from there.
Was the Moch erased there?
No, so that wasn't put into the Mayim Amarim, that was just in terms like a Tikkun, meaning a Sofer, a template.
A model.
A model. He had to, just like you have these Moidim signs, or we have a Yibid Soya sign, so even as a Megillah Soita sign, and when the Sofer came in, he didn't have to take out a Sefer Torah or a Chemish. He would go and read from the, he would say, hey, could you read from what it says there? Oh, okay. He wrote it down. The few psukim, and they put it on the cloth, they put it into the water. But the point is, you have a machloikas, can you use from the Sefer Torah? That, the Pinchas is raising a good issue, whether you have a problem, Malam HaKodesh Ve'Maridin. This whole sugi that we have over here is repeated almost verbatim, Masech HaSoita, but the Gemara goes into more detail about things of that nature. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so what's enough? Kimina, Limchum, and a Torah, Ikka B'nai. Says the Mavani Tanoi Kanik Tanoi. L'choira, the same machloikas Tanoma that we just had, is the same machloikas of the following rites. The Sanya. Ein migilosa k'sheira lahashkes ba soita acheres. What happens if, unfortunately, you got two soitas? Soita number one is Gnendel comes into Bismigdish, and they go and warn her, and you're not allowed to. And I don't care. Anyway, so they write down the whole Megillah Soita on a piece of cloth. They're ready to put the Mei Ma'arim, and she says, okay, ad kan oim b'shabas agudl, takadish shabas agudl. Forget about it. I acknowledge, I admit, I'm guilty. I don't want to go through drinking the Mei Ma'arim. I'm scared terribly. I'm not going to do it. So, but it's too late. We already wrote the Megillah. What should we do with that Megillah now? Should we go and put it now into Geniza? Or should we use it for somebody else? Oh, so Gnendel is finished, and now Sprinza comes up. I hope nobody here has wives or mothers or sisters by the name of Gnendel or Sprinza. Anyway, Sprinza is now next in line. And now the Sefer says, why do I have to write a new one? Look, you got it finished. In fact, I'll charge two fees. But I only write once. You can use it. You don't need to write a new one. Can you use the old one from Gnendel, or do you have to write a brand new one? That if you already wrote the Megillah for Gnendel, you cannot use it for Sprinzer. No, you can. In other words, they're interchangeable. It doesn't have to be Lashma. Any piece of Megillah Soita. So you could have a Soifa that has an inventory of 100 Zacha Megillah Soita, hopefully never to use any of them. But anytime you need it, here, I got one. Here, you know, without charges, whatever charge he has, but finished. He already wrote it from before. It doesn't have to be Lishma. That's the exact same Machloikis. In other words, the Manyama that says it's got to be Lishma, then you can't write in the Sefer Torah. I mean, you can't go and cut it out from the Sefer Torah, because when you wrote the Sefer Torah, you didn't have in mind Gnendel or Sprinzer, right? So therefore, the Manyama that says that you can cut it out of the Sefer Torah and make sure don't put in Kankantum, you don't need Lishma. The other man, the other man, says, no, you can't take it from the Sefer Torah. Chas v'shalom, l'chayri holds that you do need Lishma. Is the chayri the same machloikis? Amra papa na dumaloi nishkarai. Ad kali kama tamen kama hosam. Alekivin de intik lishum rachel. Sule hadra mintika lishum leya. Once you establish that the first Megillah, the Sofer was commissioned to write it for Rachel, then you can't go and take it from Rachel and now use it for Leah. It's Rachel, it's not Leah's. Avagabi Torah, the Stam Mechdiva, it wasn't written for Rachel, for Leah, for Sprinter, for Gnendel. It was written Stam, it was written for Sefer Torah. Maybe you could go and cut out a few psukim and use it for purposes of the Megillah Saita. In other words, you really have no riot. Because that machloikis is like a hepach lishma. Really, you don't need lishma bachlal. You don't have to have it in mind for anybody. But if you had it in mind for somebody, tusmach shen kalia. And once you had it in mind for Rochel, you can't use it for Leh. But if you didn't have it in mind for anybody, take from the Sefer Torah. It could be everybody holds. So that's one way. On Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Dimalahi, I go in the other direction. You know why Rav Achim Roshia said you could use Rochel's Megillah for Leah, because what the intent of the Torah is that you write this Megillah Soita for a Soita. The Soita should be Gnendel, should be Miral, should be Sprinzer, should be Rochel Leah, but it was written for a Soita. Avagabi Torah, the Islam and Ksiva, when you wrote a few psukim in Parsha Soita, you didn't write it for a Soita. You wrote it to learn and to teach and to lain and besmadish. That's why you wrote the Sefer Torah. Yavadi can go and use those psukim from the Torah. Anyway,
that
bottom line.
It has to be L'shem Rochel, it has to be L'shem Soita.
L'shem Soita, exactly. Anyway, so therefore you have no raya that this machloikis tanoim is the same machloikis as we had before. Freit Imara. Rav Achib Rabbi Yoshia that says that you're allowed to use Rachel's Megillah for Leah. Bless Rav Achib Rabbi Yoshia. Don't everybody know the famous halacha legabi mesechtes gittin, that cause of get legaris is ishtoi. Venimla umutsoi ben iroi the omar shimcha kishmi b'shem ishtecha kishem ishti. What happens if you have two Yosef ben Shimon who are both married to Ruchel ben Yankiv, and the first one had decided to go and divorce his wife, but Baruch Hashem afterwards they were able to have shulam bayis, and he decided, I'm not going to. What am I going to do with this extra get? So his next door neighbor had exactly the same name. The male got confused every single time. But the point is that he had the exact same name, Yosef ben Shimon, married the same Ruchel ben Yaakov. So I want to use this get, says the second Yosef ben Shimon. I want to use the get from the first guy. Pasul garish poi. Why? Because it's got to be lishma. So the Gemara assumes, just like the Gabi again has got to be Lishma, the Choyer, the Gabi, the Inyan of a Soit has also got to be Lishma. Frank Timor, how do you compare? Hachi Hashta, what's the comparison? Hashta says, the Kosa of Allah, Ksiv, but Inyan Ksiv, Lishma. Says Timor, Hachit says, the Asa Allah, Ksiv, that when you write this Megillah Soit, it's also be Inyan, Asi, Lishma. So the Choyer, they're both the same. Just like over there, you can't use Rachel's get for the other Rachel. So how can you use this Soit's Megillah Soita for the other Soita? Everything you want to be, law is a siya dida machikahi. Here it doesn't say the cost of law. It says the asala. What's the lashon pasuk? The asalah hakoyin eis kolatoyra hazois. He's supposed to go through all of these procedures if you have chas v'sholem a case of a saita. What are the procedures? Call up the saita to write the Megillah saita, and then put it into the water that it should become nimchak, and then give it to drink. That's the asalah. That's got to be lishma. So therefore, what Rabbi Achir Rabbi Yoshia says is, you can go and use another saita's Megillah saita. You can use Ruchel's Megillah saita for Leah. That's not the asiyah. What has to be lishma is that when you call over Leah and say, okay, Leah, now's the time that you got to go and drink, and she says, I'm drinking, that's got to be lishma, lishaim, the inyan of saita, that she drinks it and it becomes machuk. That part has got to be lishma, but not the kasiva lishma. Okay. Anyway, so with this we've concluded the masa mitekankantum and what has got to be lishma and mitekilas soita. And now we talk again about Remeir. It's Omer Bacha Bar Chanina Golavidu Lefnei Misha Mabaya Oilam. It was Golavidu before Kodesh Baruchu She'ein Bedoidush Remeir Kemoise. There was no greater giant in learning like Remeir. How come often the halacha is not like Remeir? Not that it's never like Remeir, but it's often not like Remeir. So now our Gemara doesn't really go into the details, but in Miyachim we're going to get to Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara is going to talk about the different Tanoim. When do we paskin? Like the Gemara says, halacha Rabbi Kiva mechaveiroi, Rabbi Yosi mechaveirov, or Rabbi mechaveiroi, and then they speak about what Remeir. If it's Remeir with Rabbi Yehuda, we usually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What about Remeir with Rabbi Shimon? Anyway, there's a whole sugi on Mem Vav on the day. How do we typically paskin? So L'choira, we're saying about Remeir, there was no one in his dar kimoisa. In other words, he was the towering genius, the god of that dar. But nevertheless, loikav alocha kimoisa. Why not? Shloyach lechaveir of lamed al soif date. They were never able to comprehend what does Remeir really hold. Shu oimer al tamei tahar umar leipanim. Al tahar tamei umar leipanim. What they're saying is that Remeir was such a genius when there was a debate among the Chachamim as to whether something is Tameh or Tahar, Remeir could take both sides and he could say it with such convincing commitment and with such depth and diligence. And they said, Remeir is right. First, Remeir Baskin like, Echweis Rabbi Yehuda, and he said, the Yehuda is absolutely right, it's Tameh, and I'll give you 150 reasons why it's Tameh. And then he went to the other side of the table, Rabbi Yehuda, what do you hold? It's Tahar. I'll give you 150 reasons why it's Tahar. People say, wow, what a genius, so brilliant, 150 reasons why it's tummy, 150 reasons why it's tummy, and there wouldn't be Oymen al-Suivdata, what did Remeir really hold? After he finished all the reasons, he went home. They never found out, what does he really hold? So therefore, that's why they didn't follow Remeir's psak, because he didn't know whether he really held that way, or he was just marley ponim, he's just trying to explain, according to somebody else, what the svara would be. In fact, he was such a great, brilliant scholar, says Igmara Tana, le Remeir Shemoy. His real name was not Remeir, el Remnoi Roy Shemoy. His real name was Remnoi Roy. So how did he get the name Remeir? Shu Meir Eni Chacham Balocha. People would say he enlightens everyone with his great Chochma and Torah. Now, we just said now that his original name was Remnoi Roy. Even that is not 100% accurate. In other words, his original name at his bris was either Nechemia or Elazar ben Arach. In later years, his name changed to Remnoi Roy. Even later than that, he got the name Remeir. How did he get the name Leroy? For the same reason, Shemanir Eini Chachom Ba'alocha, that he constantly enlightened people in the Inyoni Halacha. That's what a great, great Talmud Chochem Remeir was. That's why he was called initially Rav Noiroi, and then after Remeir, both of them mean roughly the same thing. He showed his brilliance and enlightened the world and the Chacham with his Chacham. Omer Rebbe, Hayne Mechadadna Mechavroi, Rebbe said about himself, you know why I'm sharper than all of my colleagues? The Chazis L'Remeir Ma'achoyrei. Because when I was at the Shir of Remeir, I would see him from his back. The Ilu Chazitza Mekameh, if I were able to have a seat in front of Remeir and see the gestures that he makes with his face, have Mechadan Netvei, I would even be sharper. So the Martin means to tell you is, it's not enough to hear a shir even on a tape, it's a wonderful thing as a bidiyevit, as a backup, but the best thing would be if you can go and see the Rebbe, Reyoyis Merechim, because then you see the hand gestures, you see the face, etc. Talmud Hayyulad Rameya, the Sumcha Shmai. The Meir had a Talmud called Sumchas. Shoya Umer Kol Dover Vidover Shaltuma, Arboim Ushmoina Tame Tuma. They are called Dover Vidover Shaltahara, Arboim Ushmoina Tame Tahara. In other words, just like Rameya was brilliant, he was able to extend that brilliance or share that brilliance with his Talmud Sumchas, that anything that you had a Shaila of Tumah, he would be able to go Mimar upon him 48 reasons why this is Tameh. And anytime someone says it's Tar, he'd be able to give you 48 reasons why it's Tar.
So the Sumchas actually, after Rameir passed away, learned by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't want him because he said he didn't give you all meat, he's going to witch me with all the Rameir's arguments.
Aha, okay.
So he wouldn't let him in.
Very good. So you're saying that you're selling
Shaila. Sounds like a little bit like his Rebbe, that he went from after Rameir, he went to
Very good. Shkoyach. It's Tana. We learned in the Braisa. Talmud Vose Koyu B'Yavna. So you went up to Alta Talmud in Yavna. Shoy Metairis Hesheretz B'Meya B'Chamishim Tam. That he was able to go and find 150 reasons why a Sheretz is not Metam. We know, of course, a Sheretz is Metam. It says B'Feirish in the Torah. But he was saying, I can give you sophisticated logic and reason to show you 150 reasons why it's Tam. I can't give you all 150, but I'm going to try. I'm going to give you one reason to say why it should be tar. What's the reason? Look at what a snake does. Snake, Rahman al-Islam, kills people with its venom. And as a result of killing people, and lahavdol killing animals, it brings a lot of tumah boilem. Because when it kills a person, chas v'shalom, you have tumah smes. And it kills an animal, you have tumah snevela. So you got a lot of tumah. But nevertheless, what happens about the nochash itself? When the nochash expires, tohar. It's not one of the shmoyne shiratzim. If you pick up the snake, you are tohar. Sheret, one of the shmoyne shiratzim, shein meimis, none of those shiratzim kill. Umar betuma, none of them are mar betuma because they cannot kill a person or an animal. Loi kolshken zechavada nevada, it should be tohar. So therefore, Ravina says is, I have a gevaldige kal v'choymet to tell you that if it weren't to say in the Torah that a sheretz is metameh, I'd learn a kal v'choymet from nochash that it's not metameh. Madach nochash causes so much tumah, and it's tahar shar shiratzim, which cannot cause the tumah of mess or nevela. Avada avada, it's tahar. So the Gemara v'lohi. Ablamaisa, this kal v'chaim is not emes, because masa koitz ba'alma ka'ovid. What means masa koitz ba'alma ka'ovid? That the snake killed, that's true. It doesn't maisa koitz. Koitz means as if it's taking a thorn and drawing out the blood from a person, and the person dies. 100% accurate. But that a person becomes tameh, or lehavdol, that a behemoth becomes tameh, is not because the nachash killed the person or the animal. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you see this person and this animal, he's dead. It's a din of tumah. So it's not that the nachash causes the tumah. The nachash does his maisa koitz, he kills. Taka, not nice. But he doesn't cause the tumah. The one that causes the tumah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who drops the tumah down from upstairs and says, this person died, or this animal expired. It becomes to me.
The kills.
I'm sorry?
The sin kills.
Oh, say it. Very good. Oh, see, shine zugestellt.
How come they didn't talk about Paraduma?
Paraduma is for another sugya. Well, Mitchum will have plenty of opportunities. Anyway, so Masa, that's why the Gemara says that you cannot bring this Rai, this Kavachimer from Anash. Omer Bab Omer Shmuel, Sholi Shonim Nechlku Beisham Beisil. For 3 years, the Beisham Beisil had many, many machloikas in, and they kept on saying, the halacha is like us, halacha is like us. Why the Beisham Beisil?
Why are we talking about Rameya? Suddenly it's.
Because remember, we started off the Mishnah by the din of the Mavoi. We had the three Madiyamas. That's true. But how do we get to Sumchas? Because we spoke about Rameya. How do we get to Rameya? Rameya is the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel that said Lefnei Rabbi Kiva that we had in our Mishnah. So first we started off with Beisham Beisil, Lechi Bikoyra, Lechi Oikoyra. Then we came up with the Talmud Echem Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Who is that? That's Rameya. From Rameya we got into Sumchas. And now we're going back. You know, put two dots over here. And let's go back now to Beisham Beisil and say Beisham Beisil had many machlokes in, and in particular our Mishnah. And each one said, Halacha is like us, Halacha is yet.
The Mishnah
B'Sham and B'Sil. Exactly, okay. I have Lechi the Koira, Lechi Oy Koira, Yotzim Baskov Yamra, Eilu Veilu Dibra Kim Chaim. Both of what they said is Mamish Heilig Koira, Hein? V'aloch yu beisil, ablamais aloch is like beisil. V'ayti mor v'chayach, she'el v'ayu d'vur kem chayim. V'neima zoch beisil, l'kvoy aloch kemoysen. Why should aloch be like beisil? Why not like beishamai? Says imor, v'nei shenoychen v'aluvim hoyu, v'shoyn d'vrayim v'divr beishamai. What means noychem aluvim? Nochum, noychem means that they were easygoing individuals. Aluvim means that they would roll with the punches. And aluvim ve'inam olvim, in other words, if somebody attacked them and challenged them, okay, nishkeferlich, they took it, they were thick-skinned in a sense, and they never paid back, so they took whatever reprimands and whatever criticism in good stride. And when they would go and learn a halacha or a mishnah, they would first go and say, Rabbi Yisai, you asked me the shaila, I want you to know my distinguished colleagues, Beishamai says, Azoy and Azoy. However, we feel differently. So they would always go and refer not only to their divrei Torah, but also their Beishamai. When there was a machlok Beisham Beisil, they always quoted Beishamai first, and then they spoke about their own. Like the famous mission that we have, Meshach Teshukye. What is the Meshach Teshukye? Mishay Roi Shavuru B'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'Toich HaBayis. What happens if a person has a minimal size sukkah? The whole sukkah is 7 and a little bit of tefachim. Mamish Agunisht. How can a person fit into that sukkah? Hayaroi Shavuru B'Toich HaBayis. His head was in the sukkah. Roiv of his body was in the sukkah. The shulchan b'toich habayis, however, the shulchan was into the house. In other words, the person had a small little terrace next to his apartment. That terrace, mamish, was only a few inches underneath the sky. So he built a small sukkah. He was able to sit with his back in the sukkah, and the sukkah went till the end of the edge of his nose, and then it was already the rest of the table and the rest of everything was inside the bayis. Is that a kosher sukkah or not? Beishami points. Beishami said, "No, that's no good." Beisil Mashimish said, "Beisil said it's good." It's Omer Beisil Beishami. Beisil are telling a raya to Beishami from a famous story. Like Kacho Yemaisa, don't you remember the famous story? Shehol Chuzikne Beishami Vizikne Beisil. Now notice who's the one that's quoting this story. It's Beis Hillel. Is the Chori the Beis Hillel could have said, don't you remember the famous story that our Zaydis and your Zaydis went together? They didn't say that. They said your Zaydis, Zikne Beis Shammai, and our Zaydis too, Zikne Beis Hillel. So that's how they were mechabed, and they said the Dibre Beis Shammai before the Dibre Beis Hillel. They went Levakas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Achiranis, Umatzu, and they found them, Yoshim Roshim Rubisukhe, Taka had such a claim, Shiga Sukala, Vishlachana Betoy Chavayas. And they didn't say anything. They wished them a good yontiv and what gizing and zmiris, and they went and told over of this of tzaddikim and fine.
That they're being levakar cholam.
No, levakar means just a visit. It could be, but so it doesn't have to be.
Could be yontiv. You visit people.
Exactly. So they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achiranis. Maybe was like elderly. Maybe couldn't go out. And the Gemara doesn't go into the details.
Well, could be. Deal for sucking the pot. He'd be punctual.
Must be talking about a case that he wasn't part of. In other words, he wasn't a Chayla Masukan or anything like that.
Was older or younger than Mishan Mishal at the time?
Was he older or younger? I think in the next edition of the article they're going to show one with a white beard and one with a black beard. We'll be able to tell. I don't know. But anyway, the point is he must have been a great Talmud Chacham. And they went to visit him. And the Beisil and Beishami were all there and no one said a word. And they didn't say, hey, Rabbi Yochanan, it appears to me that there's a problem with your sukkah. It's too small. It is a charaya that your elders, your Zaydis, said that it's okay. So why are you arguing with me? Amalem Beishamai, Misham Raya, you bring a raya from Yochanan and Charanis. Afein Amaraloi. Had they taka told him, Emkacha Yisa Noyig, if this is the way you've had your sukkah all your life, Lekiyanta Mitzah Sukkah Miyamach, you were never yoytze mitzvah sukkah. We told them to listen. Yeah. Okay, anyway, what do we see from this? The Beisil was very easygoing, very nice, very gishmak, and that's why we paskin like Beisil.
Maybe they thought if they would tell him, you understand, he wouldn't listen and continue what he's doing. So you have a
That's on Amchi Nisha Bechim and Charanis. What do we see from this Chazal? A person who pushes himself down, in other words, he subjugates himself, he acts with a degree of modesty and humility, Kodesh Baruch Hu elevates him. The other way around, a person that is a haughty, arrogant individual, Kodesh Baruch Hu mashmil, Kodesh Baruch Hu throws him down. If you're looking for Gedula, the Gedula is going to run away. A person who's not looking for Kavod, Gedula machazer is achrab, then Gedula will run after him, go after him.
Isn't the halakha like Beis Shammai in this case?
In the case of Sukkah, or the case of the Lechi Metamovi?
The Sukkah.
The sukkah.
It would appear that we pass the Bisham in this case of the sukkah.
But you have to look at the sukkah, why? And in the Rambam, etc.
Anyone who pushes the hour pushes him back. What does that mean? He pushes the hour pushes him back. So Rashi says, sometimes a person goes into a business, and he puts in a lot of effort, and it's a geitnish. And he tries again, it's a geitnish. So he says, well, I'm going to continue doing it until it works. No, sometimes it's not a mazikal dikl time, the cycle and the period is not good, wait for 3 months, wait for 6 months, wait for another time, start the business again. You see, it's a geitnish yet, don't keep on pushing and pushing, because it's a simen min ha-shamayim, this is not mazikal dikl. See, if you look in the middle of the Rashi's, right in the middle, on the left hand side, Hadoikik Zeshah, Misyageya, he puts in a lot of effort, Lahashir, to become wealthy, Ulis Gadel, Veroyish Enamatzech, and he says, Abskatenish. The Alva began Choyzer, Voynum Chakim, Machasasan Gvoyois, he goes to China, and he goes to India, mid Japan, and Machasasan Gvoyois, he takes out big loans, and big advertising, and a Machs, and a da 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 da. But if it's not Matzlech at that time, Shodik Gosai, unfortunately it's not going to go. However, what does that mean? In other words, give it a chance. If now the housing market is not so good, so don't go into construction now. Wait another 6 months. Then things will pick up and you'll be able to go in. If you've been pushed back by the time, in other words, now is not a good time to invest in this particular type of investment strategy, let's wait another time and you'll do the strategy some other time, you'll be matzliach later.
How do you know when you're being dochek and when you're being, it's a judgment call.
Either you have to be a tremendous chacham or you have to go to a grois chacham to give you advice and counseling. There was a famous dispute, and this is quoted very often by Darshanim. 2.5 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing. It would be better off not to be born than to be born. It'd be better to be born than not to be born. Now, what's the machloikas over here? Avada, it's good to be born because otherwise you can't do mitzvahs. Otherwise, you can't serve Hashem. What is this? You'd be better off not being born. So the Marsha says, not over here, but in Masechtis Malkis, where the same Gemara appears. The Gemara says over here, says the Marsha, because when a person is born, the cards are stacked against him. Why? Because there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Of the 613, 365 are negative commandments, they're lavin. 248 are positive lavin, positive mitzvahs. So therefore, before a person even starts off his day, so to speak, he has 365 possibilities of messing up, and only 248 possibilities of doing good. So therefore, the cards are stacked against them statistically, and that's why the Marsha says, I'd be better off not being born, I don't have this overwhelming statistic to overwhelm me. However, after 2.5 years, Nimnu v'Gamru, they ultimately agreed, both agreed, better not to be born because it's harder to be a tzaddik than to be a rasha. Rasha is very, very easy. Unfortunately, we know that there are rishoyim on the world. Tzaddikim are hard to find. But now that we are born, what do we do about all of this? We have two ways. Are the yafashbash b'masav? The amrilo yamashbash b'masav. What does all of this mean? So if you look at Rashi's right before the Mishnah, yafashbash b'masav, she'osa kvar, the yivdek aveir shebiyodoi, the yisvada v'yoshav. Yafashbash b'masav means a person should regularly go and do a cheshbon and nefesh and look at all the mitzvahs and aveirois, and when he finds that he did a whole bunch of demerits, a whole bunch of aveirois, he should do vidoi, the yoshav, he should do tshuva. So the word yafashbash b'masav means do tshuva on the aveirois. What means yamashbash b'masav? Says Rashi, ki goyin imbam mitzvah liyodoi, a mitzvah comes to your hand, yichoshav hefsin mitzvah keneged tzchara, v'layaniach la'asoyz mitzvah lehefsin. It's mincha time and it's getting late and there's a minyan in shul and I say to myself, I can dive a little bit later, be yechidus, after all I might lose out on this closing, on this meeting, on this conference call, it's very important, another sale, I can do it. No, think about the kvaldig yemesiris nefesh you do for a mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you tremendous schar. V'layaniach la'asoyz b'shul hefsid shari schara osed lovoy, the schar is going to come. So therefore, the yafashma masim means that you should constantly do tshuva on your old masim. Yafashma masim means that any time, every day, when you are faced with some decision, always go and decide the decision on the way of mitzvah, chas v'shalom, and not li'idei aveir. That's our Gemara. So now, come to Chois L'Choyra, since the Gemara has concluded that Toiv Loi Shaloi Nivra Misha Nivra, it's better not to be born. Every time a person has his birthday, L'Choyra, a person should go and not celebrate the birthday, but he should commemorate the birthday. In other words, he should say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this is a terrible day in my life, because it would have been better that I shouldn't have been born. But most of us, when we have our birthdays, we put on birthday cakes with the candles, with the balloons, with all the zachen. So l'choyra, that's keneged our Gemara. However, it's a dua toisis, Baruch Hashem, that the toisis says that it's not a problem. In fact, they used to go and say about L'Marshal, the most Rebbes didn't make a fuss about their birthdays. But in Lubavitch, they made a big fuss. You know, even today, they say Lubavitch Rebbe is soon going to be 123 years old, 124. I already lost Cheshvin. But the point is that Lubavitch Rebbe celebrates his birthday. Well, we don't celebrate birthdays, but if you look at the lost toises over here, now we find him in Sechsel Zobay the Zorah. It says, Boyu v'nachsik toivu l'avisein, we should thank our fathers and our forefathers. Shemolei hein lechotu lebonu l'oilem. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't even be born. Anyway, skip the next two lines. So Toysa says at the end, Inami, hocha airi in our Gemara, talking about bestamrei adam. Taka regular rank and file people, taka toivu l'oish aloi nevru mishnevru. Aval tzadik, who's able to be meskaber, person like him, ashra v'ashra doiroi. Sakroi sa tzadikim avada, their birthday should be celebrated. It's a happy occasion. Can you imagine? They have the card stacked against them, but they are tzadikim. The rest of us, we have to live up to the great ideals and virtues of these tzadikim, so that we should celebrate our birthdays and not remember.